epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to The Back Brief, where we talk about the veteran news of the week you might have missed. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This week at ConnectingVets.com, billions more for VA in next emergency coronavirus spending package. VA wants to pause the Mission Act for 90 days over coronavirus. No, those Humvee convoys are not coming to force you into quarantine. How veterans can embrace the suck during social isolation. Texas is pausing to remember the nation's Medal of Honor recipients. This is The Back Brief for the week of March 27th, 2020. From reporter Abby Bennett. Billions more for VA in next emergency coronavirus spending package. 1 month after Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie declined additional cash from Congress for coronavirus response, nearly $20 billion could be headed VA's way as part of lawmakers' next emergency spending package. Senate staff told Connecting Vets the new funding package for VA includes about $19.7 billion for medical, IT, and other department needs. That total includes $14.4 billion for healthcare services, both at VA facilities and through telehealth, including purchasing more equipment and supplies, testing kits, and personal protective equipment. $2.1 billion to meet the increased demand for care in the community through the Mission Act, $100 million for VHA 24-hour emergency management, and $606 million for medical facilities. More details on the new funding package are available at ConnectingVets.com. The link for this story is in the show notes. From reporter Abby Bennett, VA wants to pause the Mission Act for 90 days over coronavirus. The Department of Veterans Affairs wants to pause their part of the Mission Act, a measure that expanded veterans' access to community care over COVID-19 concerns. Specifically, VA floated a plan to members of Congress this week to slow or limit non-urgent medical referrals to community care providers to prevent further risk of infection, calling it a strategic pause. Quote, completing non-urgent and routine healthcare appointments to meet access standards puts veterans at risk of contracting COVID-19 and also uses valuable healthcare resources that need to be conserved to respond to COVID-19. This is true for both VA and community healthcare providers, according to a communication from VA to Congress obtained by Connecting Vets. Quote, VHA thus proposes a temporary strategic pause in the Mission Act access standards for 90 days, or until the soonest possible time that routine care may safely resume. Enforcement of the access standards will resume when routine care resumes. From reporter Elizabeth Howe. No, those Humvee convoys are not coming to force you into quarantine. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and National Guard Bureau Chief General Joseph Lingiel have both been asked repeatedly over the past weeks whether or not members of the National Guard would be mobilized in a law enforcement capacity to enforce shelter-in-place or quarantine measures. The answer has remained the same. No. Quote, to dispel rumors, there is no discussion, no plan to use National Guard in Title 32 or state active duty status, or in any other status to do quarantine or enforce shelter-in-place operations, Lingiel said at a Pentagon press briefing Tuesday afternoon. We can be federally funded under state control and do law enforcement as a mission set if our governors and communities need us to. But once again, there is no plan to use the National Guard in any large-scale lockdown capacity in the United States of America. So why the repeated questions and concerns? Lengyel partially blames social media. Quote, I've seen people portray video clippings of trains with Humvees and equipment rolling down the railway tracks, making comments that this was the mobilization of the National Guard to move into big cities and quarantine the places, Lengyel said. It's just not true. From reporter Jack Murphy. How veterans can embrace the suck during social isolation. State and local governments have asked us all to practice social distancing in order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. By making a small sacrifice and staying at home for a short period of time, the number of infected can be drastically reduced. In the meantime, millions of Americans are struggling with an unfamiliar level of social isolation. I consider myself a bit of a social distancing champion, virus or not, and thought I might lay a few ideas on you. One thing about veterans that gives us a leg up right now is that we've been deployed for long stretches of time, always from the things we are familiar with. I would like to think this helps us manage some of the anxiety as we can embrace the suck until things go back to normal. To read about all the ways you can conquer the suck of social isolation, click on the link to this article in the show notes or go to connectingvets.com. From reporter Julia Lado, Texas is pausing to remember the nation's Medal of Honor recipients. Wednesday was National Medal of Honor Day, and 33 cities across Texas issued proclamations to establish a moment of honor at 3:25 Central Standard Time to recognize the nation's Medal of Honor recipients. The first moment of honor was organized by the National Medal of Honor Museum Foundation. Quote, we are incredibly proud to have 33 partners across Texas join us for this inaugural moment of honor to give thanks to Medal of Honor recipients and reflect on the uniquely American values they represent. Joe Daniels, the foundation's president and CEO, told NBC5 in Dallas-Fort Worth. The Medal of Honor is the nation's highest and most prestigious military honor. It has been awarded to more than 3,500 since the first medal was presented in 1863. Arlington, Texas Mayor Jeff Williams issued a proclamation on behalf of his city, which is the site of the future National Medal of Honor Museum. Quote, these heroes gave so much to protect our nation, and we are committed to preserving their stories for all to honor and learn from, Daniel said. Don't forget to like, listen, share, and subscribe to The Back Brief so that you don't miss a minute of the news that matters to you. All of the stories featured on this episode are available at connectingvets.com. And while you're there, check out our other podcast, Vet Story. This March, we're launching a whole new season of real stories from real vets. Go to connectingvets.com and get connected today. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I'll see you at the next episode of The Back Brief.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.